In this 221st episode of the Small Scale Life podcast, I'm going to look back at our experiences with the Whole 30 Challenge in 2019, 2020, and 2024. Yay, it's story time! I'll discuss some of the lessons learned and the non-scale wins we've had, and I'll finish by talking about next steps, including a new Whole 30 Challenge coming on April 1st, 2024. Are you ready? Welcome to the Small Scale Life Podcast. Your hosts, Tom and Julie, talk about wellness, gardening, and connecting to nature and people as we learn, do, grow, and be a little better every day. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Small Scale Life Podcast. I'm your host, Tom, and I'm so thankful that you are here for another conversation about improving your mind, body, and soul as we learn, do, grow, and be a little better every day. For show notes, links, resources, support, and other information, head on over to our website at smallscalelife.com. Let's get on to the topic for this show. All right, let's talk about the Whole 30 Challenge. So where did this all begin? How did we learn about the Whole 30 Challenge? Julie and I discovered the Whole 30 Challenge way back in September 2019 before we embarked on our 25th anniversary trip to Hawaii. At that time, Julie did the Whole 30 Challenge, while I tried a doctor-supervised liquid-only diet called OptiFast. While I lost close to 25 pounds on that liquid-only diet, Julie lost about 10 pounds. The differences in our diets were pretty stark. I was drinking soups and eating bars for meals. That's it. And I was not allowed to eat any solid food off the plan. That meant no protein, carbs, veggies, or fruit, no alcohol, no diet pop. I was limited to expensive soup packets and bars purchased from the hospital nutritionist. I was always hungry and started to cheat towards the end of my participation on the diet. In addition, the soup and the bars had a lot of soy in them, and it didn't sit well with my stomach. By the way, soy is a legume, and that is something that I need to remember in the reintroduction phase of the Whole 30 Challenge. More on that later. Julie, on the other hand, was eating nourishing and delicious food, fruits, vegetables, and thriving. At the end of the day, we both lost weight, but the side effects of both were a lot different. I reacted poorly to the soy-based soups and bars, and I won't go into the details about my bathroom visits. We just won't. This is a family show, right? At the same time, I was constantly hungry. I didn't learn anything about what triggered or inflamed my body, except that soy did. It was a follow these rules and drink this kind of prescription to weight loss. Julie, on the other hand, did well once she got through the paleo, keto, Whole 30 flu. Yes, it is a thing. As you are detoxing, you feel like you actually have the flu. She was able to eat as much nourishing and delicious food as long as it followed the Whole 30 rules. And we talked about the Whole 30 rules in the previous podcast, introducing the Whole 30 Challenge. My OptiFast liquid diet and her Whole 30 challenge ended right before our 25th anniversary trip to the Big Island, Hawaii. We decided to end it there, the OptiFast liquid diet there, because walking around with pre-made shakes in a hot environment was probably not going to do well. So I decided to leave that diet and just enjoy the trip. So when we got back from Hawaii, I wanted to continue with my weight loss journey, but we felt that OptiFast experiment had come to an end. Decided to try Whole 30, and I documented it here on Small Scale Life and the Small Scale Life YouTube channel. So I did a couple podcast episodes about the Whole 30, and I also did some videos, daily videos for a while, and it's under the Whole 30 2020 playlist. So you can see it there on the Small Scale Life YouTube channel. At the end of this Whole 30 challenge in 2020, I had results and I summarized them in an episode and a blog post. So here were some of the results. My overall weight loss was 13 pounds. I did not have the cravings I used to have before the Whole 30 challenge. My mind was clear, not foggy. I was walking better, a smoother gait, and walking further distances, even with my arthritic knees. Clothes were fitting better. I had more energy, and I'm a pretty good-looking guy, but I felt like I was looking better, more thin, and my skin looked a lot better. I did a second round of Hole 30 in March 2020, but I didn't take very good notes about it and didn't even record an episode for the Small Scale Life podcast. And that's unfortunate. I mean, March 2020, a lot of stuff was happening, and I don't remember what the results were from that Hole 30 challenge. Life was a series of disasters and moves from 2020 to 2023, and it finally calmed down in January 2024. I mean, if you think about it, we moved from North Minneapolis in 2020 to an apartment in the suburbs of the Twin Cities. And from that apartment, we bought Eagles Ridge. We were planning on moving there, but ended up going to Driftless Oaks Farm. Then in 2023, we moved from Driftless Oaks Farm to The Landing here in Western Wisconsin. So there were like four moves and world-changing events and chaos and disasters in all that time. So fast forward to this year. I had stuffed a lot of emotion deep down after Danny passed away, and it wasn't good for my health. Coming out of a year and a half of stress eating and grief eating and drinking, I had packed on a lot of weight. I mean, I really did. I put on probably 25, 30 pounds. Physically, my knees and back were always sore, and I would get tired really easily. I needed to take frequent breaks during tasks, and I just didn't have the energy to get big projects done quickly. Everything was slowing down. I needed to reset my mind, body, and soul. I needed to change and stick to it. Otherwise, my health could have made a serious turn for the worse, prediabetes, heart issues, etc. In early January 2024, I got together with a therapist and started working on me, focusing on me and my stuff. I also visited a doctor, had a physical, talked a lot about the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. I knew I needed to make changes. And the first thing that happened, the first change that we put into place, besides going to the therapist and going to the doctor, happened at the end of January and the start of February 2024. And this was a good change. Julie and I decided to go on a yoga retreat in Tamarindo, Costa Rica. Pura vida! It was a retreat through Inspiring Actions, a yoga studio in Hudson and River Falls, Wisconsin. Jules teaches classes at the Hudson location. We've had the owner of the studio over to our house for dinner a few times. We tied this yoga retreat to our 30th anniversary, and it was an early trip and gift to both of us. It was a great way to get away from the normal and the mundane grind of life. And it was so needed, so needed. But before we went to Costa Rica, Jules and I had a serious talk. My doctor had prescribed Wegovy to manage my weight. And if you haven't heard about Wegovy, it's one of these quote-unquote, and I'm using my scare quotes here, miracle drug to manage people, well, Freudian slip there, to manage weight for people with a body mass index, a BMI greater than 30. People taking Wegovy can lose significant amounts of their body weight, up to 10% of their body weight or more. Sounds like a magic pill, doesn't it? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? So I met with and talked to the pharmacist about the drug. And apparently the problem is once you start taking Wegovy, you're on it for a long time. Your body needs that drug. And if you stop taking it, you'll most likely gain the weight back. One of the reasons you gain the weight back is that you've not learned about how your body reacts to certain foods. And chances are you still have those old habits that got you to this point in the first place. You haven't done the work. You're just taking a drug. At the same time, there are other side effects, as there are with most drugs out there, and no one knows what the long-term effects of drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic truly are since it's a new drug. Now, I'm not discouraging anybody from trying it, using it, doing that stuff. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I was thinking about Wegovy and talking to the pharmacist and even my doctor about it. This was some of the things that was becoming apparent to me. So the thing was, the drug was on back order, and that gave me time to think about it. I mean, a lot of people are taking these drugs to manage their weight. We do have an obesity problem in the United States, if you haven't looked and seen. And no, the drug finally came in from the back order, and I had to make a decision. Take Wegovy or try something else. So before we left for Costa Rica, Julie and I had a long talk. Rather than going on a pharmaceutical pathway for a long time, maybe for the rest of my life, we decided the best course of action was to focus and get intentional, fix our relationship with food, and get more movement. We would start by conducting a Whole 30 challenge once we got back from our trip. It was a process we knew we could use it to jumpstart a healthy lifestyle and learn about food that would trigger our bodies. We would figure out the next steps after we got through this first Whole 30 challenge. So in late January and early February, Julie and I went on the yoga retreat in Costa Rica. It was a magical trip. We had so much fun. And I like to say it was doing two-a-day yoga practices. It was pretty cool, actually. So it was early morning meditation, which I was not usually up. Jules went to those. But then we had morning yoga at 8 to 9:30 and then breakfast. And then we would do whatever we wanted to, have lunch. And then in the afternoon, late afternoon, we do another yoga session. So we had yoga two-a-days, right? It was a lot of fun. And while it was hard at the first part of the week, movement got a lot better towards the end. It was working and I was able to keep up, even though it wasn't easy and I'm not a very experienced yoga person, right? I'm learning as we go. So one good thing about Costa Rica that we all observed was that it was a good jump start on the reset. We had private chefs making breakfast, lunch, and dinner for us. It was homemade food using fresh ingredients, and it was fantastic. So typically we'd have rice or rice and beans at every meal, fresh fruit, homemade tortillas. So nothing from the store, not those mission tortillas. This was made from flour and water, and it was homemade stuff, really good. Eggs and meat for protein, a salad, fresh mozzarella slices. And this is really important because we'll be talking about this in reintroduction, but I did not react to the fresh mozzarella slices. It was really, really good. So coming back from Costa Rica, Julie and I agreed that we needed to do the reset. It was way too easy to start eating the stuff, the junk that was all too common in American diets. Sugar, the heavily processed foods, legumes, gluten, all that stuff. It was impacting us, especially me, after coming back home. And it's almost like when we got back home, it was almost like I got a little bit of a flu bug for like almost 4 days afterwards. And things were just not sitting right. There's something about the food there. Maybe I did pick up a bug. I don't know. But we decided it was time to reset and get after it. We got moving on the Whole 30 challenge. I listened to Melissa Urban's book, It Starts With Food, on Audible, and I began to pull resources together to help us stock our refrigerator and pantry with Whole 30 approved foods. We planned our menu for the week, and on February 12th, 2024, Jules and I started our Whole 30 challenge. It is day 31. Right now, it's day 31 on March 13th, 2024. So over the past 30 days, we have pretty much stayed on target and on plan for most of the challenge. Sure, there were a couple times when sugar got into the mix. Who knew craisins had sugar on them? Seriously, I mean, craisins have sugar on them? What the hell is with that? Or when we had some meat in balsamic dressing from restaurants, you know, you don't know how they fried the meat, what they were using, if there was butter on the skillet and then they dropped the hamburger or the meat on. Just don't know, right? We can't control that. A hamburger we had on Valentine's Day, we don't know how they cooked it. So fortunately, we didn't struggle with the Whole 30 flu. That is pretty common, you know, because we had been kind of detoxing before we had even started. Did have some very good meals along the way. And if you've been following me on Instagram or Facebook or in the Small Scale Life Wellness Club, the Facebook group, you've seen some of those meals and it's been very good. We have not been lacking for good tasting, great tasting food. We haven't. We've made some really good stuff, and I can't wait to put those recipes on Small Scale Life. And yes, if you've been to smallscalelife.com, you've seen that recipes are back on the main page, and we'll start adding to those once again. So here we are. It's the end of the Whole 30 challenge, at least the challenge portion. Now we're in a new phase. We'll talk about that in a second. But I feel pretty good about the experience overall. Didn't have the flu, pretty much kept cravings in check. Some overall thoughts about the experience and some non-scale wins. Clothes, like shirts, fit better. My gut shrunk, and I'm going to just say it. My gut shrunk, and I'm very happy about that. I think I'm looking better. My face isn't as puffy. You can see that from the cover photo, before and after. I kicked my diet do habit again. That actually started before we went down to Costa Rica because we didn't have really access to much soda down there at all, diet soda or anything. I'm not drinking coffee creamer right now. That was like a given to have coffee and lots of coffee creamer. But I've replaced that with a product called Nut Pods, oat milk, and coconut milk. So very good stuff. My knees feel better and it is easier to walk. And I think because I'm not carrying around as much weight, my lower back feels better too. So those are good things. And I've realized that I can't be sitting all day. I've got to get up and move. So that's what I've been doing as well. I think the cold plunges help, but that's another podcast for another day. So we are eating whole nourishing foods and we haven't felt like we were missing. I talked about this or lacking meals. We've we've made some really good stuff. The good thing too is it's a non-scale win is it's changed up our meal plan because we're finding that we're eating the same damn thing every day. Oh, what do you want? Chicken? Do you want pork chops? Do you want the venison? You know, we're doing the same thing every day and it gets boring. You gotta change it up, right? So sheet pan fajitas or the egg roll dish that we made without the egg roll. So it's really good stuff. The other good thing is we brought back planning our menus and prepping meals in advance. And we need to do a better job about this. Scrambling at 6 o'clock to try to put a meal together is too hard. We've got to get ahead of the game and take a day on the weekend to really get stuff prepped, meaning cooked up. Then you're just after work coming in, heating up something and going, and you're not having to create a wonderful dish while you're tired and hungry, right? Everyone's lives in this modern era, we don't have the time. We just need to have stuff ready to go. And we need to set aside the time to do it. I have to emphasize here, and this is something that I was listening to Melissa Urban's podcast that is now over. She mentioned this. We also listened to It Starts With Food, and they emphasized this as well. The Whole30 Challenge is not a weight loss diet. The Whole30 Challenge is not a weight loss diet. And I meant to say that twice to get that point across. The Whole30 Challenge is not a weight loss diet. It's not a diet at all. This is a challenge because you're eliminating certain foods that cause inflammation, that cause you to not feel well. It causes your brain to be foggy, right? You're eliminating that, you're detoxing, and then after 30 days, when you have a clean slate, you're reintroducing those things, right? You're reintroducing gluten, you're reintroducing legumes, you're reintroducing dairy, and you're seeing how your body reacts. This is an experiment. It's not a diet. So while I did experience weight loss, and Julie did too, by doing this challenge in the past, it was not the primary goal of this challenge. It was a happy result. And I know how much I lost. It's day 31 after all, but I'll save that for future show with Jules. We'll do the big reveal soon. So you'll have to wait to hear about my weight. So we will be back on very soon to talk about reintroduction and what we're finding out. So here's what we're going to do for next steps, because there are next steps and reintroduction is the big piece of this. So now that it's day 31 and the challenge portion, the detox portion is at an end, Jules and I worked out our reintroduction plan. Now, and it starts with food. I think chapter 8, they talk about reintroducing, and it's pretty fast. I mean, we were surprised how fast it was to boom, 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 introduce those foods. And we thought, you know, let's take this a little slower. We really want to know what, say, dairy does to us. I know what dairy does to me, or what gluten does. You know, we want to see. So we're going to take our time. And we're going to take the rest of the month on this reintroduction plan. And I'll share that with you in the next podcast episode, okay? So the reintroduction phase is a critical step because we're going to test these foods. We are the experiment. We are a clean slate for the most part. And we're going to start reintroducing these things and see how we feel. So believe it or not, in 2019 and 2020, we never intentionally did the reintroduction portion of the Whole30 Challenge before. Believe it or not, we were kind of like white knuckling it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get there. And in fact, I remember in 2020, when we got to the end, it was like, time for pizza and beer, baby. And I remember that because that's exactly what happened. So this will be a new experience for us, is to do the whole reintroduction portion. And we're going to do it slowly. We're going to see what we're doing, how we're feeling. We're going to take it slow. And we just really want to conduct this experiment and see how our bodies react. And for me, I know one of the eliminated foods that triggers me is dairy. It's dairy. And it is hard for me to say that because I am in Wisconsin, the dairy state, right? The land of the Packers, brats, and cheese. But I've noticed in the past few years, I don't do well with ice cream, pizza, lots of cheese and other dairy products. I mean, I'm not drinking milk or skim milk or any milk much anymore. Sure, I would throw some half and half or creamer, and creamer's not really dairy, but half and half into my coffee. But I know that if I have like a Blizzard from Dairy Queen or some pizza, I'm going to be hurting later on. I just know it. And it's almost like I feel like I'm hungover. Seriously. And I don't know when this started, just a couple years ago, but man, it really gets me. So larger doses make my stomach churn and it isn't pleasant. So I'm wondering, now that I'm clear of other foods, if they will trigger me as well. And it's going to be really interesting to find out. So where do you go with all this? After you do the reintroduction phase, you can walk away and start developing a plan for the rest of our lives. You can see that some things might be fine. Maybe sugar's okay. Maybe, you know, bread is okay and it doesn't mess with you. Maybe dairy isn't. So then you can start to prioritize. Some foods might be in the okay department and fine, and you can eat those. Some foods might be just on a blue moon occasion, right? Maybe just a little bit of cheese occasionally. And then some foods just might be off limits. You know, no pizza. Pizza messes with me, or the ice cream messes with me. So those are on the just no list, right? So we'll be armed with that information and we can move forward and set up a new menu for us, a new way to live. And this is really where we're going with this, is a new lifestyle. And we can build off of this whole 30 challenge and start to build a lifestyle off of it. Not as restrictive, but we can start to build. This is the foundation, and now we'll know. So, like I said, this reintroduction process is going to be a bit. It's going to take us a bit, and we'll finish right before April 1st, 2024. April Fool's Day. Now, April 1st, 2024 is an important date. Why is that? Well, one, it was my grandma's birthday, rest in peace, but we are planning to lead another Whole30 challenge starting on April 1st, 2024. So we're going to lead this. We're going to lead it. We're going to hopefully have some resources and put those together for you. If you want to join us, there's a couple ways you can. Email me at realsmallscalelife@gmail.com. You can use the contact us page at smallscalelife.com. You can join Small Scale Life Wellness Club on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. I'll have the link in the show notes, and join us. Give it a try. And it's before bathing suit season. It's coming fast. There is no ice on the pond and the birds are coming back like crazy. We are going to have an early spring, early summer. So you're going to want to get ready for bathing suit season, right? And you're going to want to know what works for you, what doesn't. Maybe that ice cream you've been eating every Friday night isn't doing your stomach any good. Maybe it's not sitting well with you. You know, you'll find out, right? So this will be a good thing. Join us. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be the start of something, right? It's going to be the start of something. So we probably will run another one in the fall. Over the summer, it's really hard because that's a time for getting outside, being active, barbecues, all that kind of stuff. But we'll probably run in the fall as well. Maybe. We'll see how this goes. We're going to learn a lot from doing it, though. And it reminds me of the Renew You we did in 2019. So this is going to be good. That's all I had for you this week. Things are going well. We're at day 31. We are doing well. Julie's doing well. We're doing our yoga. I got to get back in the cold plunge and do that. It makes my body feel good. You know, it's not 37 degrees anymore in the tank. It's about 50, but it's going to be good. I'm going to go outside and join the kitties outside and do that right now. The birds are coming back. The ice is off the pond. It's spring, baby. And we're going to get in the garden. So that's going to be another component of this, is I'm going to grow my own whole fresh food that we can use in meals and use in our salads and just enjoy. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. I know people have been waiting for the gardening stuff to finally come back. It's almost going to be back. Stick with us. You'll see me build this garden out and it's going to be fun. I'm going to start seedlings this week. It's time. It is time. Here we go, everybody. Are you ready? I'm ready. I am ready. As we close this episode of the Small Scale Life Podcast, remember this. Keep going, keep going, keep going. It might seem like an impossible thing to achieve your goals, like starting a small business, losing that stubborn weight, tackling your debt, or becoming that person you always wanted to become. But it is achievable. It's achievable. You can do it. You need to put one step in front of the other, but you have to begin that journey by making a decision and taking that step forward. So, start. Take a deep breath and take that first step. You can do it. We're here to help. This is Tom from the Small Scale Life Podcast, reminding you to learn, do, grow, and be a little better every day. We'll be back real soon. Take care, everybody. Okay, here we go now. Let's do this. It's going to be a lot of reading here. What? What? You're coming back in to have a chat with me? Hi. What are you doing? What are you doing, Chili Kitty? What? Yoga Kitty checking in. This is becoming a regular thing. Oh, Yoga Kitty, you crack me up. All right, let's go outside, you.
Oh, man, I feel like, wow. It's like I come over. It's like I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in. It's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom, and it's like you still got it.
One more important note. Small Scale Life reminds you that we are not licensed doctors, therapists, healthcare professionals, or financial professionals. You should always consult a professional before starting any practice. All information shared on Small Scale Life or the Small Scale Life podcast are for informational and inspirational purposes. Results will always vary, and participation in any practice or activity is completely voluntary and at your own risk. That said, keep learning, doing, growing, and being a little better every day. You've got this.